Blackstone Audio presents MOVE, Putting America's Infrastructure Back in the Lead by Rosabeth Moss Cantor. This book is read by Heather Henderson. To Allison Lily Stein, Natalie Elise Stein, and Jacob Harrison Stein, whose favorite storybooks, including The Little Engine That Could and Dr. Seuss's Oh, the Places You'll Go, remind us that determination and creativity can always free us from getting stuck in waiting places and help us move to a brighter future. Preface. In Search of Leadership. I was planning to write a book about leadership. Then the infrastructure issue struck me and took me on a detour. It struck me in the head when I saw data about dissatisfaction with the American transportation system, congested roads, crumbling bridges, middling passenger railroads, and air traffic delays. It struck me in the foot when I tripped on a pit at the edge of a bridge repair site, causing me to limp for days and to take a car to work instead of walking. It struck me in the lungs while breathing fume-filled air on a stop-and-go drive on a so-called expressway, giving me time to contemplate health implications and global warming. It struck me in the heart when I learned of inner-city transit problems at a meeting of a nonprofit organization I serve, such as hours-long commutes by multiple buses just to go a few miles to get an education. It struck my patriotic pride when I rode the Shanghai subway and maglev train, marveling at speed and efficiency unknown in the United States, after being equally impressed by the ultramodern airport. It struck my imagination when I contemplated visionary innovations in transportation on the horizon, such as automated cars or smartphone apps promising to make driving safer or parking faster. In short, the topic started out as an intellectual abstraction, but soon became personal. Since the problems strike us every day, why is it so hard to make progress? And what should be done? I thought, this is an important topic, even if it requires putting the leadership book on hold. I felt that the problem needed a voice coming from the people, from consumers, families, business executives, entrepreneurs, community leaders, and the public. There are plenty of experts analyzing the technical issues and doing it well, whether civil engineers, economists, or public policy specialists. What is needed is a human face and human interest. I decided to look at the topic from the perspective of users. A pivotal conversation in 2000.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?